we must here quote a certain number of documents to show how the Marxian neo-messianic program was inaugurated in Russia and continues to be applied therein. The first document to be quoted is an extract from the Patriot of December 5, 1929, and deals with the publication of certain facts and their suppression later on by the British Foreign Office. The document is as follows, quote, "It may well be, at the cost of repetition, to recall the first beginnings of the Bolshevik power and the full information as to its nature and objects, which was placed at the disposal of Mr. Lloyd George's coalition government. Mr. Oudendijk was the very able representative of the Netherlands government at St. Petersburg when the Bolsheviks began their reign of terror. He spoke Russian well and knew the principal agents in this so-called revolution, which he had watched in course of preparation. Equipped with knowledge probably superior to that of any other neutral observer, he felt it to be his duty to convey this information to the Christian powers whose existence he believed to be threatened. On September 6, 1918, therefore, he sent a report, one of the most weighty reports ever drafted, with an important communication from the wretched British subjects imprisoned in the fortress of Peter and Paul to Sir M. Finlay, our minister at Christiana. The latter forwarded this report to Mr. Balfour, who received it on 18 September and published it as a white paper in April 1919 after 6 months' delay. This revealing paper was entitled Russia No. 1, 1919, a collection of reports on Bolshevism in Russia. The entire report is illuminating as to Bolshevik proceedings and aims, but the kernel of the whole matter is contained in the following extract. The danger is now so great that I feel it my duty to call the attention of the British and all other governments to the fact that if an end is not put to Bolshevism at once, the civilization of the whole world will be threatened. This is not an exaggeration, but a sober matter of fact. I consider that the immediate suppression of Bolshevism is the greatest issue now before the world, not even excluding the war which is still raging, and unless, as above stated, Bolshevism is nipped in the bud immediately, it is bound to spread in one form or another over Europe and the whole world, as it is organized and worked by Jews who have no nationality and whose one object is to destroy for their own ends the existing order of things. The only manner in which this danger can be averted would be collective action on the part of all the powers. I would beg that this report be telegraphed as soon as possible in cipher, in full, to the British Foreign Office in view of its importance. Never has anyone shown more prophetic insight than M. Oudendijk. His forecast has been absolutely fulfilled in every respect, and today the Bolsheviks, now about to be received in London, constitute the greatest danger to the peace and stability of the world, even threatening civilization. Whether his vitally important report reached other chancelleries, we do not know, but our Foreign Office at least was forewarned, and it did not, at first, withhold the warning from the public. The sequel is, however, extraordinary. The original white paper quickly became unprocurable, and another, an abridged edition with the same title, promptly appeared at 6D instead of 9D, from which all that we have quoted and more of almost equal importance had been carefully eliminated. It would be particularly interesting, but evidently impossible, to ascertain how this suppression of pregnant facts was arranged at the Foreign Office. End of quote from the Patriot of December 5, 1929. The chief document treating of the financing of the Russian Revolution is the one drawn up by the American Secret Service and transmitted by the French High Commissioner to his government. It was published by the Documentation Catholique of Paris on 6 March 1920 and preceded by the following remarks, quote, "The authenticity of this document is guaranteed to us with regard to the exactness of the information which it contains. The American Secret Service takes responsibility," end of quote. This document was quoted in 1920 in a supplement to the paper La Ville France, which added, quote, all the governments of the Entente were aware of this memorandum, drawn up from the data of the American Secret Service and sent at the time to the French High Commissioner and his colleagues. End of quote. The memorandum is also to be found in M. Juin's work, La Perle Judeo-Maconique, with the added remark that the Jews have placed obstacles in the way of its publication so that the great majority of people are unaware of its existence. The document is divided into 8 sections. Sections 1 to 4, as well as 6 to 8, will be here reproduced for the benefit of the readers. Section 1. In February 1916, it was first discovered that a revolution was being fomented in Russia. It was found out that the following persons, as well as the banking house mentioned, were engaged in this work of destruction: Jacob Schiff, Guggenheim, Max Breitung, Kuhn, Loeb and Company, Jewish banking house, of which the following are the directors: Jacob Schiff, Felix Warburg, Otto Kahn, Mortimer Schiff, S.H. Hanauer, all Jews. There can be no doubt that the Russian Revolution, which broke out a year after the information given above had been received, was launched and fomented by distinctively Jewish influences. As a matter of fact, in April 1917, Jacob Schiff made a public declaration that it was thanks to his financial help that the Russian Revolution had succeeded. Section 2. In the spring of 1917, Jacob Schiff began to supply funds to Trotsky, a Jew, to bring about the social revolution in Russia.